Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. George Santino is back with a brand new album called Get Back Up. And if you're looking for something that's going to motivate you, I know it's going to be this album as well as a conversation we're going to have with him about it. We're going to talk to him not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share it literally with the world. Also, we're going to talk about the lead track from the album, Get Back Up. You guys are going to be hearing it here in a moment. And we're going to be telling you about how it's really the stepping stone for more things going on with George, including a book that you guys want to hear about as well. Before we get into that conversation with George, here is the lead track, Get Back Up. Stay with us. We'll be back with Conversations Live.
Fits and starts, but the challenge makes you sharp. Down more than you like, get up, win the fight. Doesn't mean you're down and out. Get back up, leave no doubt. Shout to the world every day. Can't keep me down, I'm here to stay. Reach my goals and dreams, that's true. No matter what I have to do, you have to get back up. You know you can't stay down. Can't reach your dreams while lying on the ground. Life is a wave knocking you down. You have to get back up and turn it around. You got to know when to stand or when to play the hand. The lesson is cold for the others who fold. Stay in it to win and have a thick skin. Go through life with a whistle or be a guided missile. Can't let hurdles slow you down. Go over through around. You have to get back up. You know you can't stay down. You can't reach your dreams while lying on the ground. Life is a wave knocking you down. You have to get back up, turn it around, turn things around. Knock down more times and pins at the alley, but don't be one to keep a tally. Now is the time to start your rally. The future is yours, it's your finale. Up. You know you can't stay down. You can't reach your dreams while lying on the ground. Life is a wave knocking you down. You have to get back up. Turn it around. Get right back on up. Turn it around. You have to get back up and turn it around.
That was George A. Santino with Get Back Up right here on Conversations Live. George is back with us today to talk to us not only about the message of that single, but also what he hopes you take away from the whole album. George, hello to you, and welcome back to the program.
Hey, how you doing? Good to hear your voice again.
Well, definitely glad to have you back. Congratulations to you on the new album, George. You know, I think the message of this song is so important, and we're going to be talking about it here in a moment. But, you know, you were doing what so many people, George, as you know, just talk about. You had a very successful life in business. Now you're being able to pursue your other passion, which is music. What has it been like for you to see the way that people are responding to the music?
Well, it has been extremely rewarding. I mean, I had no idea that my music was going to be so well received. And it's such an added bonus for me because I didn't really do it so that it could be well received or so that, you know, for other people. I initially did it because I just wanted to do it. It was something I did as a kid. It's something I put on the back burner for a long time as I worked at Microsoft. And then when I finally retired from Microsoft, I decided I want to get out there and I want to make music and I want to have fun doing it. And the fact that, you know, it's being well received and people are listening to the music and buying the albums is just, you know, icing on the cake.
Right. Well, the website is georgeacentino.com. We'll be reminding people of that here and just, you know, throughout the program and also at the end of the broadcast. I want to talk about, though, the new project, Get Back Up, because it is such a powerful message. And really, I think, not only the story of your life, but what I hope people will be able to use as a story for their own lives. Did you know going into this particular project, George, that it would be so personal?
You know, when I decided to write the book, Get Back Up, you know, it couldn't be more personal. You know, it really is about my life growing up in the projects of South Philly and being extremely poor on welfare and surplus food. This is before they had food stamps, so you've got your food from a surplus food warehouse, and mother and father and seven children living in a 3-bedroom, 1-bath government subsidized project. And you know, I saw other kids. I saw other kids when I went to school who went to the movies and talked about the movies, who rode bikes, and you know, I wanted that, you know, too, even as a kid. And when I was, you know, old enough to get out there, probably 7 years old, and start shoveling walks and helping people home with their groceries for a nickel or a dime, I started trying to earn some money. And you know, throughout life, you know, I've always endeavored to just continue to try to have more.
Yeah. And that in itself, I think, is a motivator for others. In the single Get Back Up, you know, and I think it kind of goes through various, you know, I think various areas of our lives throughout the album when it comes to relationships and finding people that compliment you and, you know, and being able to, you know, to have that type of love and support from others. But especially in the song Get Back Up, you talk about the importance of not allowing others, you know, to keep you from your dreams or even yourself. You know, how did you keep yourself motivated even when things weren't going well?
Well, I think that, you know, life, as the song says, is going to knock you down. I mean, there's always going to be challenges. There's always going to be, you know, things that get in your way. And one of the lines in the song is about being a guided missile. And when a guided missile is fired, it hits its target. It doesn't matter what pops up. It doesn't crash into the first obstacle that shows up. It goes over, through, or around whatever it needs to do to reach its target. And that's what you have to be when you set your goals. You have to say, look, there are certain things I want out of life. There are certain things I want to accomplish. And for me, you know, you start out poor on the projects, and, you know, I figured the way to get out of there was to get an education and go to college. Well, I didn't have any money to go to college, so, you know, I joined the Army so the Army would pay for college. I mean, there are plenty of challenges, but there are also plenty of solutions. And you just have to find what those are. It's very, very easy to be a victim and say, okay, well, that I'm screwed. I can't go to college. I can't afford it. Well, there are ways to go to college. Or I can't get that job. They're not going to hire me. I don't have enough experience. I don't have this. I don't have that. And if you let those excuses take over, then you're not going to reach your dreams. You're not going to accomplish your goals.
Exactly. I think that is the ultimate message right there. If you allow those to take over, you'll never be able to do it. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist George Acentino is back with us. We're talking about his new project, Get Back Up. It's more than just a project. It really is a stepping stone for so many other things that George is going to be doing, including, you just heard him reference earlier about the book as well. We'll be telling you how you can stay in contact with George at the end of our broadcast. George, I think you've already touched on why now people are responding to the music. And, you know, it's funny that you said you were doing it really for yourself, but it's just been an added benefit that other people have gotten it. I think it's that message of hope. It's something that is lacking today, unfortunately. We don't hear as much. I remember, you know, even, you know, when you were first on our program and we were talking about, you know, the way that life is, and even your music around that was about the importance of taking advantage of the moment. Has that been part of the excitement for you to know that you are inspiring people and giving them some hope when they may not have seen it?
Absolutely. I've decided that my new mission is to find a way to give back, and I want to give back a piece of myself. It's easy to donate money to charities and that sort of thing, but I want to get out there and start doing some motivational speak, and I want to get into the inner city. I want to get into the high schools. I want to start talking to kids about, you know, what opportunities are out there and how you go about getting them. And that's the fun that I've been having. I had a chance to go be a guest lecturer at the University of Washington, which was a tremendous amount of fun for me, since I don't even have a college degree. I can say I lectured as a visiting professor without a college degree, you know.
Right.
But and get in there and talk to these kids about, you know, the future and the fact that there are just no limits whatsoever. And people say, well, I, you know, you were lucky. You had a job at Microsoft. Lucky? I applied at Microsoft 4 times and they turned me down all 4 times. I eventually got a job at Microsoft being a lab coordinator, which is basically a glorified term for the guy who kept the lab clean, right? And I, you know, to me, it's never mattered where you started. It matters where you finish. You know, you get into the door. People tell you no. Your next question is why. Where's the no coming from? Because a no, to me, is not a no. It's not the end of the conversation. It's the beginning of the conversation. A no is just a request for more information. Why are you not hiring me, Microsoft? You don't have a college degree. Well, neither does Bill Gates. Okay, what's your next reasoning? Well, you don't have enough experience. Well, let me explain to you about companies that have been starting in Silicon Valley with lots of people with no formal experience or formal training. And you find out what those objections are and start to overcome them. And eventually, if for no other reason than being tenacious, you end up with the opportunity to prove to yourself and prove to these people that they should take a chance on you. I mean, that's what life is all about, and it's easy to just accept, you know, like the song says, you know, the hand that's dealt. You know, you can play the hand or you can fold. Well, if you fold the hand, you're out of the game. Right? So you have to play the hand, and sometimes the cards are great, sometimes the cards suck, but you still have to play the hand. And through my life, you know, things have happened. Stuff happens all the time. I mean, I joined the Army to pay for college and ended up getting hurt in basic training and was discharged 3 months later with a service-connected disability. I got a job years later, you know, as a liquor salesman and ruptured a disc pulling a case of beer out of the trunk of my car to deliver to a restaurant that was out. 3 back surgeries later, I was told you're 100% disabled. You're never going to work another day of your life. That's before I got the job at Microsoft. I was told by 7 doctors, you're 100% disabled. Just go apply for disability. I said, no, I'm not disabled. All right, my back hurts. It's hard to stand up for a long time, but that's not disabled. And I remember one doctor, I was talking to this doctor, and he said to me, I don't understand why you have such a positive attitude. Your back has to hurt all the time. I don't understand why you're not in a corner crying. And I said, would that help?
Exactly. I think that is the thing. But, you know, it is all about the attitude. And that goes to something else. I want to say, I've been focusing on the lead single, Get Back Up, and that song is a positive one. But you also get very personal as well on this project. You know, you have, you know, the great singles that kind of talk about love, and so you have those feelings as well. You know, do you feel as though that is just, you know, who you are as an individual, you know, being able to reflect on life, reflect on love, and to reflect on what really matters?
I think you have to learn the lessons of the past in order to move forward. I think I've seen a quote that you've put out many, many times about, you know, yesterday is over, tomorrow is not promised, you have today. And that's, you know, I read that and I love it when you say that, because it's just a very, very true statement. But you have to look at the past, because you have to learn and you have to adjust and you have to adapt. You're always adjusting course. And you're always adjusting course to achieving those goals. And no matter what happens in your life, whether it's, you know, getting hurt in the Army and being disabled, or hurting your back and requiring, you know, three back operations, you know, falling in love and then having that relationship fall apart, you know, and, you know, declaring personal and corporate bankruptcy like I did about 20 years ago, right, and losing everything and going, that's it, I quit, I'm done. You're not done. As long as you got that next breath, you're not done. So all you can do is just learn from these experiences And, you know, I tried to pick songs for this CD that, you know, some that were written by others that had these kinds of messages. And then when I couldn't find those kinds of messages, then I decided to write some songs myself. So this CD has six original songs that I wrote with my producer Eric Benedict, who's a musician who plays almost every instrument on the CD except the drums, and my vocal coach Larry Bridges, who originally taught me how to start to put together songs and how to capture these moments, where he says just find these meaningful moments in your life and just write them down. Then after you write them down, go back and make them rhyme, and you have a song.
Yeah, you know, I went back to our very first conversation that we had, George. That's Life was the single at the time.
Yep.
And, you know, I went back because I thought, you know what, that message and that hope, I think, is something that really spills back over into Get Back Up. And, you know, because as you say in that song, and I think we all know that we all, you know, have experienced trouble and trials and challenges and difficulties. We all know what that's like. But what all of us don't, you know, necessarily do is pick ourselves back up. You are one of those people who refuse to be let down. And I think about, you know, again, the response. You know, you are one of these individuals who, you know, The Magic of Christmas, another one that you came on the program with, over 200,000 views on YouTube for that one. I mean, this album just coming out, and already I noticed when I was prepping for the segment this morning, you know, it's already in, you know, in the top 100 for swing jazz in less than a week. As well as ahead of albums by, I think it was Sinatra and Billie Holiday. And so, you know, I think, you know, just the response to that, I think, says so much about how we're looking for something and how individuals like yourself are able to give us that something. Now, you referenced the book earlier, and, you know, you said that you knew when you were going to be writing the book and getting involved in speaking engagements that you wanted to be able to share more. You know, what is your hope, you know, that people are able to take away just from your story overall, the challenges you've been able to be faced with, George, and the way that you looked at them? How do you hope that inspires them as they look at their own lives?
You know, I think it's important to be able to get out there and deliver a message that's genuine. And so when I go out there and I say to people, you know, you can do it, you can be successful, you can have so much more out of life, you know, the first thing they'll look at you and say, you know, how do you know? I mean, you worked for Microsoft for 20 years, you know, you got a lot of money, you know, it's easy for you to say. And then you say, well, wait a second, let me tell you some of the things that happened in my life. Let me tell you the times where I could have easily given up, when I was poor and then I had money and then I was poor again and then I had money. I mean, it's, you have to look at these things and say, you know, be able to have and convey that experience and say, you know, I know what it is to be like, I know what it's like to be on welfare, because I was on welfare. I know what it is to be in the inner city in the projects, and very, very violent. I've been shot at, I've been stabbed, I've been cut with a razor. You know, there were fights in the projects. You know, there were gangs, and it was a very violent society, and the vast majority of my friends who didn't get out are dead. Right? So, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that happens. This is real world stuff. And you can say, you know, I'm a victim. You can say this is terrible. Bad things are going to happen. You are going to end up unemployed at times. And thank God there's unemployment insurance. But don't make unemployment insurance your career, right? Yes, there can be welfare. There can be food stamps. But that should be looked at as a hand up, not a hand out. You know, one of the things that drives me crazy is when people talk about, you know, generational poverty. You know, you gotta break that cycle, and you break that cycle by getting out there and looking for these opportunities. And it's not easy. I'm not saying you're not going to go out there and buy a lottery ticket and win the lottery. You're going to go out there and you're going to hear the no's. You're going to hear the objections. You're going to hear the reasons why you can't be successful, why you can't, have more. But it's entirely within your control. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't my fault that I guess it wasn't my fault that I hurt my back. I should have bent at the knees, but I didn't. I hurt my back. Three back operations later, you know, doctors are saying you have failed back syndrome. And I can say, okay, I have failed back syndrome. But instead I said, no, this sounds like failed doctor syndrome to me. You're the ones that are giving up, not me, right? I will find a way to get out there and still make things happen. And it's, like I said, it's not easy. But if it's something you truly want, if it's something that's worth having, then it's worth the effort. It's worth the trouble. It's worth the work.
Yeah. And I think that is really the message, and I think that is what people will take away from this new project, George, without a doubt. Again, everyone, George A. Santino is back with us. The new project is called Get Back Up. It's a perfect message, a perfect mantra, I think, for all of us today. You guys can get the new project on Amazon.com as well as, of course, other retail outlets online. And then, of course, you guys can stay in contact with George on his website at www.georgeacentino.com. That also is a great place to be able to bookmark as you're able to go back and to find out more information that's released later on about the book as well as his speaking tour as well. George, congratulations again to you. I know you're getting ready to do some traveling, so we appreciate the time. And it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime.
I appreciate it, and I thank you for all your support, and congratulations on the success of your show and your magazines. I'm so thrilled to see how things are moving forward for the things you're trying to do, because you have a very, very inspirational message as well that people can follow and learn from, and I think it's important to get that information out there and to help people know that they can accomplish so much with their lives if they just, you know, put in the effort.
Get back up. There you go. I mean, I think you're exactly right. This show is all about getting back up, George. And thank you so much for sharing that with us. We wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. And we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. If you came in late and missed part of the broadcast, we tagged George's Facebook fan page as well as his Twitter handle online. You guys can find us at facebook.com/CyrusWebb or twitter.com/CyrusWebb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Again, we want to thank George A. Santino for being with us. Make sure you go to his website at georgeacentino.com. But to get back up, you do have to go to Amazon.com or the other online retailers. We actually posted the link on Facebook as well as on Twitter, so you guys can go there, one-click the album, get it for yourself, as well as help to spread the message that is really about being able to not allow your challenges and where you are to defeat you. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.